Dear friends, I want to start with some words of comfort for the family and friends of Betty with a little story. A couple years ago, there were two boys that became lost in a series of tunnels in a cave. It was a dark place. A very dark place, and also where they were lost, and they didn't know where the entrance of that cave was. There they were, sitting in the dark, and finding out that there were some different tunnels that they could take, they needed to come up with a plan, and they did. Their plan was this. One of them would go in one direction, the other would go in the other opposite direction, and whoever made it out of that dark place would then go and get help, bring that help back, and find the other person, the other boy. Took about 15 minutes, and they discovered that that plan was not going to work. The darkness was so dark, and being alone was so scary, that in 15 minutes they came back together, and they came up with a plan B. Plan B was this. Holding hands together, no matter how slow it would be, no matter how long it would take, they would go together to find the entrance of that dark cave. After many hours, the boys made their way and they made it out of that cave. Together. I think that little story is a help for us as we think about death. I think death is kind of like a journey through a dark cave from death into life. Sooner or later, every single one of us that is here must make that journey. And what is scary about that journey, that dark tunnel, is taking that journey all by ourselves, in the darkness, without a hand to guide us. But what can be of great comfort is making that journey with someone to hold our hand and go every single step of the way. I believe as we think about and we mourn the death of Betty, we can have great comfort today, my friends, because Betty, as we heard from someone here that was sharing, Betty in her death had a hand to hold to take her to that sweet paradise of heaven. One of the passages that we did talk about quite a bit in our journey together was Romans chapter 8. And Barry, I know you know this because we talked about it on a couple occasions. It's the passage that I mentioned earlier. All things work together for good for those who love the Lord. All things. And when I first shared that passage with Betty, I told her that that word things in the Bible, you can actually translate that as mixed. All things mixed together for good. And then I talked to her about the secret of chocolate cake. Chocolate cake has a lot of bitter ingredients in it, doesn't it? If you think about it, eggs, you wouldn't eat those individually raw. Flour, not so good. Baking powder, ugh, it's kind of bitter. Baking soda, vegetable oil, cocoa's even very bitter. But you see, when you mix all those bitter ingredients, I explained to her, out comes wonderful chocolate cake. And then I said to her, Betty, you like chocolate cake, right? Yep, she said. And then a couple months ago, when she was in the hospital, we came back to that passage. You remember this, Barry, because there we were. She was transitioning from the hospital to assisted living. And on the whiteboard, I just wrote, she was having a hard time making that transition, going to assisted living. And what we talked about was all things work together for good, even making a transition like that. I just wrote it on the whiteboard. She was having a hard time making the decision. The next day, I think it was the next day, she said, okay, I'll make that transition, trusting all things work together for good. Betty was an amazing person. Thank you for those that shared remembrances of Betty. That was so good for me to hear. My recollection of my time with Betty was that she was a woman that was very resolute. She knew what she wanted to do, and she'd do it. And if there's something that she didn't want to do, she wasn't going to do it. And I have to think that raising six boys created that attribute. I don't know. But she was very resolute and firm. If she was going to Wisconsin, she was going to Wisconsin. Didn't matter what the flights were and what appointments she had ahead of her.